Bill Oliver.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
We have 7 of 7 quorum present.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to approve the March minutes.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Roll call. Yeah.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Crabb.
Aye. Sorry.
Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Rizal Taylor.
Aye.
Lloyd Pullman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Chair would entertain a motion regarding the claims.
Move that they be accepted as submitted.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Rizal Taylor.
Aye.
Lloyd Pullman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Circuit Clerk, anything to report?
As you know, I just took office July 1st, and we are going back to our old system. We are three quarters of a way with everything on. I know our courts are happy. My girls are happy. The state is happy, and we're just ecstatic about maybe having good records again. So, any questions for me?
Judge Weber, anything to report?
Well, since we haven't been here for a few months, only a little bit, we did resume normal operations on June the 1st. Supreme Court gave us leave to do that, and so we've been working on our backlog, and I have to say that on most non-jury cases, we're fairly well caught up now. We did have a pretty good backlog of some other types of cases, but with shrewd scheduling and judges working hard and lawyers too and all the offices, I think we're pretty well caught up. We do have a backlog of jury trials, but we did do our first jury trial earlier this month. And probably saw some of it on the television. It was kind of a high-profile case. And I asked Judge Griffith, who tried the case afterwards, to talk to the jurors to see if they had any concerns, because we did refigure our courtrooms. Before that, I had the health department, building commission, sheriff's office, and everyone go through every courtroom in the building and offer suggestions. And so we did a number of things differently. The way we checked in jurors, the way they deliberated, where people were put in courtrooms. I'm pleased to say that when speaking to jurors afterwards, none had any complaints about that we were taking proper precautions for their health and safety. They said some of our extra chairs were too hard. And a few things like that. But on the fundamental questions was, did they feel that they were safe and we had taken all steps to protect their health? We received no complaints. So I was encouraged about that. So we'll continue to do jury trials. And as Sherry said, we're switching back to our legacy system. And I can tell you that I have not received so many compliments from the court staff in 19 years as did for that. But more importantly, I'm told that our courtrooms are operating much more efficiently, particularly the volume courtrooms. So it was a tough decision, but a necessary one. That's all I have.
Thank you, Judge. Mr. Day, you have
no
anything?
Report.
Thank you. Mr. Berger, probation.
I just wanted to report out real quick. We've had two vacancies in the department. Danny Knight, that was with our department for over 30 years, he retired in June. And Shelly Pinkson, who's the drug court officer, she left and took a position with Crossing. That was last week. We're not going to fill those positions. What we're going to do, and I talked to Administrative Office of Illinois Courts, there's been some question about how our department is funded. And I know last year in the paper, it said that we were full funded. So the department, how we receive the funds, it's broken down to salary subsidy, grants and aid, and pretrial. So those salary subsidy positions, we only get $12,000 for those officers. And I think I've talked to the board about this before. ALIC is going to allow me to take the two vacant positions and transfer those officers who are in salary subsidy to those grants and aid. And then they're going to go ahead and allow me to switch three more salary subsidy positions to grants and aid. So we will only have one salary subsidy position, and so we are pretty much close to a full funding as we'll ever get.
That's wonderful news.
So we should get a lot more money from the state.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
Great.
So we'll see what happens. But that's it.
Good
Thank
job,
you, Pat.
Pat.
Yep.
Emergency management? No. Public Building Commission, any report? Mr. Ellison, any report?
Very briefly, we lost two people, but we've been able to replace them. One was support staff, one was an attorney. Our Kevin Keyholes decided to go into retirement again, but we've replaced the people already, so we're back at full staff. It seems like when we reopened back up again, we pretty much got caught up with about everything we have, except, like Judge Weber said, we still are behind in jury trials. It's my understanding we're going to be doing the more serious cases at the beginning, and then we'll try to work any other cases if possible, but if a serious case doesn't go, our people are prepared to go forward with the other cases as well. So everything is looking pretty good right now.
It's good.
Any questions?
No. Thank you, Dave. Tony?
Yes. Hello. The Sheriff's Office has two resolutions. The first is a grant permission to dispose of surplus equipment. And what that is we've just purchased new vests for our deputies. The old vest, it's a group that actually collects those vests, and we actually sign a release of a responsibility to actually give these vests out. They do. To other agencies that officers aren't able to afford the equipment. So therefore, that's one resolution that we have. Any questions about that one?
No, but I think that's great.
Yes.
There are no questions. We'll have a roll call vote. Indicate aye if you're in favor.
We need to move.
We have a motion.
I'll move
I'm
to
sorry.
Approve that.
That's right. I skipped right ahead. Do I have a motion?
So move. Oh, and never mind.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Roll call vote. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Frank Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Dave Grobish.
Aye.
Brazel Taylor.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. The second resolution we have is a intergovernmental agreement between the Macon County Sheriff's Office and the village of Argenta. We used to have a contractual program with them, and because of the costs that we're requiring in order to make sure that our office is being fiscally responsible, they weren't able to do that. So therefore, they opted to go to a hire back program, just like the village of Long Creek. Basically, this is our deputy becomes their employee, and they actually paid them also that they're responsible for 100% of the dispatch cost. That's reimbursed back to the sheriff's office, so we won't be losing any revenue that way either.
Are all the terms similar or the same as those in the other hire back agreement?
It is. As a matter of fact, we just got the one back from Long Creek, and we're going to require them the same as far as with the dispatch fees.
Are there any other questions besides mine? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye. Roll call, please.
Good catch.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Dave Grobish.
Aye.
Brazel Taylor.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver?
Aye.
Jim Gresham?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Baggett, anything for the state's attorney?
Only to report, Mr. Chairman, the state's attorney's office since, I believe, March has had, or April, I'm sorry, has had two vacancies in the office. In line with the Finance Committee's request in terms of our budgetary situation and the revenue shortfall the county's experiencing, we have taken steps not to fill those positions in order to cut down on the general fund expenses that the state's attorney's office has. I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, and I'm going to look directly at Mr. Ellison. But as his office is at full staff, he has poached yet another attorney from my office. And so we are. We were already down two. We are now down three. We will be seeking a replacement. We're hoping that silver linings and all being what they are, that the current economic situation will allow us to find an attorney more easily than we did prior to the pandemic. But that's where we're at right now. We're going to try and hold out indefinitely with respect to the other two vacancies to see how long we can manage. As Judge Weber indicated, the courts are back in full swing, but the pandemic's still taking a toll. So at this point, we are struggling, but we're managing, and we're going to continue to do so as long as we can.
Perhaps since Mr. Kehoe didn't like defense, you might look at him for prosecution. Thank you, Mr. Baggett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have any citizens' remarks? No emails. Is there any old business to discuss? New business. We have a resolution requiring setting the salaries for the state's attorney and public defender effective July 1 based upon statutory requirements. Are there any questions about that? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Greg Mattingly?
Aye.
Deborah Kraft?
Aye.
Dave Drobish?
Aye.
Rizal Taylor?
Aye.
Lori Holman?
Aye.
Bill Oliver?
Aye.
Jim Gresham?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We have no closed session issues. Our next meeting will be August the 27th. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. It's unanimous.
Anybody want to stay any longer? I'm not going to do a roll call on the adjournment.
Come on.
We're please. Adjourned.
My position is that
short,
at the conclusion of business, adjournment is in order without motion and vote. Yes, ma'am.
I just got this from this lady. She's
crazy. Yeah, she called me yesterday.
I know, because I called her. Fine, how are you? You too. This came.